Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck of katelovingschenck.com and author of the Prayer Prescription Series, Prayer Prescription for Nurse Healers, 365 Prayer Prescriptions for Dog and Cat Lovers, and Prayer Prescriptions, Spiritual Remedies for Long-Lasting Health. This last book will be published early spring of 2013. Please join me in welcoming Astrology's Astrologer, a.k.a. Sheila Audette. She will give us insights into this exciting new year. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Hello, dear Sheila.
Hi, dear Kate. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Well, it's been quite a year so far, huh? Well, even before coming into the year, I mean, the transit of the 21st, you know, seems to be,
right.
I mean, we're all still here. I think we're still here. Are we still here?
That might be an illusion.
That might be an illusion. But the thing about that was that I did think I talked about the fact that on the December 21st, that the moon was in Aries at high noon in an intercepted house, which means to me the Aries has to do with something volatile and something you know, maybe the Mayans knew, but it still means there is a play within a play within a play to me. Not understanding. I mean, of course, our reality would be that the world would be, you know, everybody would die or something catastrophic like that. But it still means that we don't really, a play within a play within a play means that we don't know the full ramifications of the whole thing. And when the incident, I thought that it was interesting that the name, I always go a lot by names, that the moon was also in Capricorn conjunct Mars in the Newtown thing. So it you know, for me, it sounds the way my mind puts puzzles together, which is what it does because it's into astrology, is that there was a Newtown created. There was these children, wherever they went, there was a transferal of energy from one planet, from one whatever to another, and that because of the Sagittarian energy, that would be the energy of a new vision, something new happening. So with new voices and a new way of being. So I don't think that there is a coincidence in the fact that it happened in Newtown and that these were very young children, the birth of a brand new kind of energy. And I so happened that the next day I was working, they were waiting in the place where in Women's and Babies, for this baby to be born, for me to get the right time the minute the baby emerged. And that came at 1:38, 50 seconds a.m., December the 15th. So it was like, and the chart is amazing. Again, we got the moon in Capricorn, Mars in Capricorn, the plutonic energy of a new kind of society, a new kind of government, a new kind of thing. And it was a girl. It was a girl. Her name is Evelyn Elizabeth Seacrest. And Christ is in her name.
Yeah.
So I don't, I look at all of that synchronicity, that if we are able to begin to, which is, you know, it's just the way my mind kind of works in metaphor and symbolism. If we were able to, and I'm sure a lot of people on the planet are doing the same thing, putting all of it together, that none of it, all of it is synchronicity, and all of it has to do with the morphogenic field, and all of it has to do with all of these things that are coming out right now, including, you know, the movies like Life of Pi, which mm-hmm. is a phenomenal movie. I've heard that that movie has changed some people's lives, Life of Pi. And literally about the power, you know, the tiger in the boat, the power, and the guy out on the raft floating beside, just watching his power, and not until you almost die with a struggle with your power, till there is a death and a bursting open, is there able to be any kind of connection. I mean, for me, that's what the movie was about. You know, that if you don't do this seed connection, if you don't connect with the soul and break it open, which looks very destructive, it looks, mm-hmm. you know, horrific at times, this whole breaking open thing. And only by digging and digging down and toiling, you know, doing the land and doing that, are we able to do that. And a lot of times, human beings are not willing to do that, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, they're not. It may happen anyway, but they're not willing to call it in.
No, they're not willing to call it in. So, you know, as we speak tonight, Venus, of course, went into Capricorn at 11:11 p.m. today. So Venus is now in Capricorn, and Mercury is at 12 Capricorn, and the Sun is in Capricorn. And, of course, the Plutonic energy is conjunct the Sun and Mercury and Pluto and mm-hmm. Venus. Venus is wide, but it's going to move in fast. You know, it's applying, so it's moving in very fast on this whole Capricorn thing. And I mean, this whole government thing around, you know, taxes and both sides of the aisles. And, I mean, these boys are going to have to learn to play together. I'm sorry. It's really something that it seems that it doesn't matter what happens. There has to be, instead of conversation and negotiation, there has to be attack and defense. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's not really what Capricorn's about. Capricorn's about structure and building things and conversation and, you know, and looking at things from all sides. That's what Capricorn's about. But if you look at Capricorn really closely, if you look at the symbolism, you can see the Aries come down in the Capricorn symbolism, and then you can see the curl of Leo on the side if you really make the symbolism.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fire tied up in Capricorn. There, you know,
well,
by
yeah.
just looking at the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit tonight. And I was also wanted to say that Malala walked out of her hospital room, which I thought was a great last week. She was the one that was shot. You know, shot in the head, that stood
mm-hmm.
up for women's rights, and that she got on her feet and walked out of the hospital with her family. And that,
mm-hmm.
you know, Hillary Clinton, that whole Scorpio Taurian energy that she has, she fell and got a concussion. It's amazing.
Well, what was more intense with that was that she had an actual blood clot that could have killed her, let's face it. They were minimizing that situation. But, yeah, she's a really strong lady, woman.
The, And blood clot is the Aries.
Yes, uh-huh. She has that positive attitude that she has is what pulled her out, I think.
Well, I love the one person that said she's taking it easy, but her taking it easy is somebody else's full-time day.
Oh, well, yeah. I think there's certainly something to be said for taking it easy.
Huh. Yeah, it's all relative to what taking it easy is for some people.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Allen was on the show a while ago, and we discussed being lazy for one full hour. That's what he believes in. He's coming back because he wrote this beautiful book called The Magical Path, and it's a really phenomenal book. I'll have to show it to you the next time I see you.
Magical Path or Path?
P-A-T-H, Path, yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, being lazy and taking it easy is something we really need to take very seriously. I mean, we need to, no matter what we pursue, we should do it with a take it easy kind of attitude.
Right. I had a client, and he was talking, and you know, we were working. It was an Aquarian, and I said, well, you know, you really are too lazy to get any of this. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, lazy? What do you mean lazy? I have a computer company. I'm working every minute. I get up at the crack of dawn. I do this and that, and I do that. And I da-da-da-da-da. And I said, and that's my point. He said, what is your point? I said, you're too lazy to look into your emotions. You keep yourself moving, and you just want statistics here. And you don't want the real information. Now, he came back, I guess, 2 weeks ago. This was a different man. A different man came in, and none of his tapes worked. His CDs, I do CDs.
Yeah.
We do the phone conversation, and then I send them to people, and then we do a follow-up. And they didn't work. None of them worked. And he said, they didn't work because I was too lazy, which I thought was really funny.
And that is really cute.
Great
now
resistance.
Listen, while we're on the subject, how can people get a hold of you to get your wonderful one-on-one kind of expertise?
No. Should I give out my phone number, I guess?
I don't see why not. It's 717.
Right. Well, my email is Mary Mary Sheila Sheila Audet Audet @gmail.com, and my telephone number where people call me, my work number is 717 area code 342-9318. That's area code 717-342-9318.
I have that, and I just typed all that out in the chat room, and we can repeat it throughout the show.
Right, and then I either do they give me the information, and then I do a CD, and I send that to them without talking to them. A lot of people like that because they don't like to get in it. Or I do a conversation on the phone, and it's taped, and then I send that conversation to them that they will have a backup on the reading, because you only hear out of a half hour, you only hear 2 minutes of usually a conversation.
Right.
It's because the mind will stop at something that happened in the past, and or something that, you know, something that hits, and then after they listen to it two or three times, they go, my gosh, I didn't even hear that before. That's not a judgment. They don't hear it. And that's, in real life, we don't either.
I know. Well, we're hearing what we need to hear. We're hearing what we need to hear at that moment. And it really is helpful that they can go over it again and hear what they need to hear in the next moment.
We hear who we are. That's what we hear. And if something is hit on that we are not looking at, you do not hear that, because that's the protection of the human brain. It's just the protection, you know.
Oh, it is a protection, yes.
And,
well, we have two people holding here. Let me bring on area code 609. Welcome.
Hello. How you doing?
Great.
Good, hon.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you also. Thank you.
When were you born, dear? And what's your name?
Tabitha 5666.
Welcome, Tabitha.
Welcome.
So May 6, 1966, right, honey?
Yes.
That's interesting, isn't it, Sarah? And what did you want to know, honey?
I wanted to know, I filed for Social Security disability, and I do have a lawyer. I want to know, do you see me winning the case? I got to go in front of a judge. And around when am I going to go to court, or when am I going to start getting my checks if I do win?
And what happened to you, dear?
Well, I fell and I messed up my knee, and
ouch!
It causes some discomfort some days. It's you know, it's pretty painful, and my feet and my kidneys, which they're only stones.
Oh, God, love you. Oh, my God.
They keep coming
all right.
back.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I always say that 15 degrees of tar, 15 degrees of the fixed sign is the most powerful point in the zodiac. And I work with the Uranian wheel, which is complicated, but on that wheel, everything comes together, the Aries point, everything comes together at the 15-degree point. So you have your sun sign, which is your breaking open, which is your God seed, right at that point. So what looks like it is, and then, were you born in the morning or the afternoon, dear?
8:48 p.m.
Okay. So, you are really, the Sagittarius moon means that you're going to get what you're reaching for. The point is that you can't back off.
Okay.
You cannot back off. You have to be very tenacious about it. You have to be, because you have Mars and Taurus also, which is conjunct the sun, which lays right with the sun, which means if you become warrior woman and insist on this, it will work for you. And Jupiter, you know, you have Jupiter that's moving from Gemini to Cancer, which means also an immense amount of sympathy that can be had around the whole case, an advocate is here, definitely. So for me, I would say, with all of this stuff that's in Capricorn right now, trining your son, I think that you have a really good chance. And I got in the Mother Peace cards here somebody, three women tenaciously building a wall. It's a three, it's a trinity. And it means basically that if you stick to it, Tabitha, it will happen.
Okay.
But you have to believe in yourself. And there's some secret ally or some secret advocate, because you got the Shaman of Cups, that is coming in to help you. So
okay.
be on the lookout for that, and don't listen to everybody that talks to you, because you will be able, your radar will be able to find that person. Okay?
Okay.
All right, honey.
Okay, thank you.
Can I tell them?
Yes, I'm here.
I want to talk to you about your kidney stones.
Oh, boy.
I had some kidney stones that were so excruciating, and I really am not one to go into the hospital for almost anything, let alone even that. So what I did is, even though I'm a nurse, I guess I see firsthand what they do in there. But anyway, what I did was combine olive oil and lemon, all of this being organic, with a little water, and drink it down. And then, you know, drink a lot of water, too. And it somehow dissolves it.
So what do I take, a teaspoon of olive oil or a tablespoon of what, olive oil and what?
Yeah,
a whole lemon?
How about a tablespoon of organic olive oil and the juice of one lemon with some water, maybe, you know, water. And then maybe you could mix this up in a pint jar with you know, water to fill it the rest of the way. And then just take shots of it throughout the day and drink lots and lots of water. And what I did is, too, I bought a cane, and I have about, you know, I have several acres around here, so I was walking up and down hills to try to help the dissolving process. And it was really painful, but it did dissolve. It was amazing how it dissolved these stones. It was really cool.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to try that one, because let me tell you, it is no joke when these stones get to moving.
Oh, my God, I know. It's like insanity. I never had anything like it happen.
And I had kidney surgery last year in January, and here it is. Uh-huh. They're here again in both kidneys, and I'm not very happy about that situation. I don't want to have
try
it.
Try that. Try
it's
that again. Try that, Tabitha, and see. Call in next. Yeah.
The other thing is to meditate. You're a Taurus, and it's a seed. So you meditate constantly on breaking it up.
Okay.
On a rebirth, on breaking it up constantly, constantly. That would be the astrological thing.
Prayer, prayer, prayer. Yeah. And, of course, that we know about your situation, we will send you healing vibrations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely for them stones.
Absolutely. Huh. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
And now we have area code 717. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a question. What do you see as the major astrological influences for the United States for the next 6 months of 2013?
Is that you, Samantha?
It is. Hello.
Hi. Nice to see you.
I'll take my answer off air after I say hello to the two of you.
Hi. Who is this?
Samantha.
Yes.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I see that there is going to be a breakdown in the government. I see that there is going to be some kind of a breaking open in the government. Venus in Capricorn that just went in, and the Sun in Capricorn, and Mercury in Capricorn, and the Plutonic energy in Capricorn. We do hope that it doesn't have to come to some catastrophic war with the Aries going on that makes them all pull together, because some kind of catastrophic thing can then unite everybody. So we're praying that is not the solution. But we do have Saturn in Scorpio here that's dealing, that it's being totally repressed. Saturn is a cross on the top with the emotions in the bottom. So the Saturn in Scorpio, Saturn rules Capricorn. So the Scorpio is ruling. It's like a play within the play that is ruling all of this, and both parties are afraid of the death of their parties instead of looking for the birth of the nation.
Right.
So what needs to be focused on is the birth of a new way of governing, and not the birth of way back at the Constitution, way hundreds of years ago. We are in a different place here.
Right.
We are in a new place. And Neptune in Pisces means that there has to be some form of compassion, which is going to happen. See, when a catastrophic thing like Newtown happens or something happens like that, then all of a sudden everybody pulls together. But it has to be pulled together all the time, not just in catastrophic moments.
Right.
So, right on. That's right. Yeah.
So I feel that this Uranus in Aries, if the guys don't get it together, it can blow up because Uranus is very explosive and very volatile, and it's in Aries right now. And and you're a Sag, and you're asking about this, and the moon is in Sag, so the vision has to be much bigger. It has to be much bigger.
Okay. Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
Warm hugs to both of you.
Love you. Love you, Samantha.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Love you, Bye-bye. Angel.
Now, let's see here. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
We have area code 917. Welcome.
Welcome. Hello?
Hi, how
Thank
are you,
you
doing?
Thank you.
Thank
May
you.
It be a blessed and joyous new year to you both. Hello.
Oh, thank you so much.
Name and birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed following Miss Shank, and I truly enjoyed the picture today of the ducks.
Oh,
I did
thank
too.
You.
I'm
Thank
so glad
much.
To contact you, and I appreciate your help today. I do have quite a number of things on my plate right now. May I give you my birth date?
Yes, your name first, honey.
But my name is Teresa.
Okay.
Is that my full name?
That's fine. And your birthday?
Okay. 1/22/58.
Hi, honey. Happy birthday.
that's what, and it's the big double, but I'm not, for this year, I'm a little calm about it, but that's not really what my concerns are.
Are you real calm about it? Okay.
What I am concerned with is if you look at my chart, you can see with the Saturn moving into my 12th house, on top of my Neptune and my Jupiter, which are conjunct in Scorpio, squared I have Aquarius, Moon, Venus, and Sun. So
what's the last thing you said?
I have if you've got my chart in front of me, you can see that Saturnian square that is built at natal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm kind of intense. My question is, I've been going through quite a bit of transformation in the last few years. I'm wondering how to proceed in a way that's going to help set the next few years. I'm unemployed. I am slightly working little bit jobs in art, which I love, which is my major. But it's not a... It's not a future. My curiosity is, what do you see anything with this? Unfortunately, I understand also if you look, coming up as soon as Saturn leaves Scorpio, what's it going to hit? My Saturn is going to have, I'm going towards my Saturn return.
Okay, what I'm going to tell you right now is I would like you to just take all that language out that you just said to me, because all that language that you just said to me was in the past and in the future and in the present. You're saying, okay, this is not my real life work, and this is so. You know, first of all, more than any other sign in the zodiac, the word is the most important to the Aquarian energy. It means that it means the Aquarian energy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm getting some feedback. I've got to turn you down.
I'm getting some kind of feedback there. So
if you guys are in front of a computer, turn off the volume. Turn down the volume on your computer and see if that doesn't help. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the Venetian energy, you have an inside thing to a lot of what is going on in the planet. And what I think that you need to do is never say again, I'm not doing the work, because with the chart that I'm looking at, there is no way that you are not doing the work for the planet. You are the work for the planet. And what happens with genius is that they don't take the credit. They don't take the credit that they need to take, especially
with
a chart
genius?
Like this.
Excuse
me. Oh, yeah, I see genius. Genius is intuitive. The definition of a genius
wow.
is
thank you.
Intuitive, is intuitive mm-hmm. energy. That's what the definition of a genius, Einstein, and all their definitions are. They were outside the box. Outside the box means that puzzles come together outside the box. Knowledge is inside the box. And with the chart
wow.
that you have, you're outside the box. Now, people, as children and all, that have a chart like you have here that I'm looking at, they get judged for being outside the box. So they start to hide it. They start to put
last,
it away.
Last
say
of
it's
six.
It's not important. It's not important. But it is important because right now, that's where we need to be. Right now, we need to be, you know, outside the box, finding new ways to solve these puzzles. So you have this, you should let this whole definition, and I only heard, okay, I only heard a couple sentences, but that's not the language that you need to use right now.
Okay.
The language
I'm open to.
Is my work is more important than any, I don't care what it is, but I'll just give you an example. My work is more important than anybody's on this earth, and as I come into another Saturn return, I worked with a woman in Santa Fe who was talking about, she came and she was sweating, and I said, what's the matter with you? She said, I'm going into a Saturn return. I said, what happened on the last Saturn return? She said, my book got published. I said, this reading is over. Okay? Saturn return
yes.
just means you come into a place where you become responsive, the ability to respond with all the work that you put in your life. And you have the genius ability to respond to putting the puzzle together in a way different way. That's what that means.
Okay. So it's what I'm headed for is more transformation. The Libra Saturn kind of left me it really kind of rattled my cage. And health-wise...
I want you to stop letting things rattle your cage. Things that rattle your cage, okay, things that rattle and sizzle and do all that stuff, that's good. That gets your attention. But then you do not put a negative thing on the end of the sentence. You said,
okay.
This rattled my cage because I'm supposed to wake up. And if it didn't rattle my cage, I'd still be asleep there.
Okay. All right.
So,
that's what I'm trying to think about in this new coming year. I'm trying to move forward. I'm trying to rephrase things.
Go ahead. That's three times. Do you have something laying in front of you? Try to pick it up. Did you pick it up?
Yes.
Well, you didn't try. You said three times, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Trying is not doing. Trying is an expectation of going to do. Doing it is picking it up. So Yoda said do or do not do. There's no such thing as try. You cannot try to do something. It's an expectation of the future.
So
you have to be in it.
Okay. So by changing my wording will also help because I am trying to change my try again. I'm working on. Is that better? I'm working on changing my thought patterns. A very quick synopsis. I went through radical and reconstruction in 2009, came through
mm-hmm.
very unblessed with, I'm cancer free now, as I just found out, last week, 3 years. So there's been quite a bit of transformation in my life, and through that, my mother passing and changing of jobs. And so I'm just quite curious. I know that pain changes the way we think, and I found myself in a very, very negative place turning down the drugs they wanted to give me for the pain, because all they did was make me suicidal, or they really didn't work. I didn't want to take drugs.
So
dealing with the pain on a daily basis without the drugs, because I have intercostal nerve damage, has been a challenge. So therefore, I understand that by changing the way I think, I can help change what the pain did to me over time, over a period of time. I went through 11 surgeries in the course of 4 years.
So you are really broken open. You have really broken open more than a lot of people on this planet. And what I'm gonna do this because it's in front of me, and because a friend of mine wrote this, and it's for a broken open seed service that I was supposed to do that I didn't do yet. But I think it has to do with your chart, and it says plants need sun and rain and a lot of care to fulfill the promise within the seeds for which they came. But first, the soul needs broken open and turned. It may look like destruction, but it's the beginning of growth. Not to say that growth must involve pain or disorder. Rather, it is more difficult for things to grow if there is no willingness for someone to break open. So that smooth, hard crust, turn over that crust. Find the fertile soil. Don't be afraid anymore. Don't be afraid. Turn over the hard crust and plant those seeds that will take root now and grow. And grow and blossom, and it will make you wonder why you were so afraid to dig so deep, but you did dig so deep, so now use it. So that is a poem that's going to be read in this service, but it seems to me that you have turned it over and turned. It's time to, you're used to doing that. Stop now. It's all turned over. It's all tilled. It's all ready to grow. It's all ready to move towards the sun. So now it's time to change your language, which is the biggest thing. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Focus. I have been working on doing that and working on gratitude versus guilt. Trying to get rid of anxiety that's connected with worry about the future and depression that is unresolved past. These are two things that I'm working on balancing, eliminating, finding some peace with.
You know, Eckhart Tolle has a beautiful thing that you do. Eckhart Tolle says you hold your hands in front of you and then you separate them. And every single thing that's behind the one hand is the past. And every single thing that's in front of the right hand is the future. So all you need to focus on is write what is between the hands in the moment. I love that.
Now, living in now, but next to my bed.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, it's a very powerful exercise. I do it. You know, if I get anxiety at night, I just put my hands up and I go, all I have to do is focus right here, in between my hands on this moment. So I'm not letting the past negative come in, and I'm not letting future anxiety in. I'm just focusing here. I'm here in this moment to do something. So just pray or whatever you need to do. But I want you to, I think the most important thing about this conversation is that you need to change your language. I don't care if you sit down and start to journal everything you say. But didn't use trying this last time. You used working on it. I got that. Okay.
Okay. That's good. I one last question. Do you see anything significant with this Scorpio transit, the Scorpio Saturn transit, as far as affecting my home life? And in my household, my husband is a Scorpio. I love him. Great people. And having those two major planets in Scorpio, I'm drawn to them. So I was wondering if you see anything in that sector.
Well, you're definitely an example of what the entire planet is going through right now. So it means basically that I think both of you and him along with you have put in the work. So now you need to be example of what you have built out of the destruction, of what you have built out of turning the land over and destroying the land and planting the seed metaphorically, and now you need to work on the structure of the growth of Capricorn, of building it on new land, building it firm, building it up in a different way, so that it cannot be destroyed, not for your family and not for the planet.
Even with the Capricorn Mercury, my Mercury is in Capricorn, I believe. With all those things coming through Mercury.
Mercury in Capricorn is genius. Mercury in Capricorn is genius. It's it means you know the structure inside and out. And if you know those things that they build up, those puzzles where you pull a piece out.
Right.
You know, there's,
my daughter loves them.
Well, you're that. You can pull a piece out and you still stand. You can pull another piece out and you still stand. And you should just look at that and play it with her once and look at that metaphorically or symbolically as you. That's what Mercury in Capricorn is right there. If we were doing astro drama, I'd say you do that.
Yeah. Now, I've been working on taking photographs and trying to do things with my artistic side that I ignored after 10 years of working in fitness. I'm working on my photography that is a passion because I was forced to leave fitness due to my health situation, which was a passion, teaching babies to swim for 8 to 10 years. So I'm working on finding new passions, and I'm hoping that arts is somewhere in there. That's where I'm feeling the draw. And I'm hoping it's Neptunian.
Okay. Do you want to drive tractors? That's the question. Do you want to drive tractors? No. Do you want to go out and drive taxis? No. See,
no.
As being in the creative arts, the point is, it's what you love and what you say you want to do and what is deep down buried in you is you. You don't have to say, I'm trying to do it or I'm working on doing it or anything. Whatever you're drawn to, your soul wants to do. So that's what you're drawn to. And if you're drawn to this artwork and the pictures and all the stuff that you're doing, that means that's soul work. That means you're connecting with your soul. And you don't have to. You know, Kate doesn't want to write a book on murder. She wrote a book on prayer prescriptions, you know. She wrote a book, you know, around animals. I mean, she's not saying, I want to write a murder mystery. You're drawn toward what you love. Your soul moves toward that.
Yeah, so, I guess we trust that. We trust it. And then when we trust the process, it works for us.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's just, I've been trying, here I go again, I call myself, I've been working on photography and moving towards it. I'm just not sure what direction to go, but maybe that's part of as you said, the turning over of the soil. As the soil comes up, the growth will show me, it will come.
Yeah. This is really in the middle of the show, when you're putting a show together, you never know where the show's going to go.
Okay.
You just have to. One of the things about the creative process is blind faith. I saw on Facebook today one of the dancers that I work with said that she got criticized severely in class for that she wasn't built like a dancer. I've heard that before. Well, you know, that's where the most talent comes from. When you have something that is not acknowledged in the form that it's supposed to be. Bob Fosse created a new form of dance out of that. Martha Graham created a new form of dance out of that. Something comes out. You don't want something like everybody else. You want something that is outside the box, that is bringing something new in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yeah.
what you have in your chart. So you need to honor it. You know, you've been given the wrong language from externally inside, and you've learned that language. And now the biggest thing for you after you get off the phone is unlearn the language.
Start changing, moving forward in the same direction I already am, and get rid of that try and say working on, and be more conscious of my verbal communications.
That's right. And put your hands up the way I told you to, and like blinders on a horse, and just focus right in the moment of taking the pictures and doing the artistic thing and all of those things.
Okay. Well, be in the now and don't. It's sometimes quite difficult being having cancer for such a long time, and I'm working on trying to change the way I think about things for in a more healthy that will help that cancer to stay away, enjoy an abundance for my family and myself to come in. I do appreciate your help today and your advice. You've given me pearls of wisdom.
I know how hard that is. That struggle must be the hardest struggle that there is. But I do have great admiration for you for going through that struggle in this lifetime for the planet and for everybody else. So I admire you greatly.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I actually even joined a test of a new type of silicone and reporting to keep a track for future women as a resource for them to draw back on if they choose to do the same procedure. I'm trying to give back at the same time. So we all know. We are all one. Thank you, ladies, and I appreciate your information. I want to let you go and help someone else as much as you've helped me this evening. Have a blessed new year, healthy and abundant.
Teresa, thank you so much. You're a beautiful person. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'll keep looking for you on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Blessed be.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 781. Welcome.
Well, hello there, girls. It's Sheila.
Hello, dear Sheila. How are you?
To call and wish you both a happy new year and say how wonderful it is to hear your voices.
Trouble the dog, Duncan.
Trouble's doing great. Trouble is working on being made in the USA, so that's pretty exciting. I'm going to know about that in the next week or so. And Trouble soothed a lot of children in Newtown, which was great. We were happy to be able to do that. And so Trouble is coming alive.
Yeah, now you're going to be telling, let me just say that you're going to be telling your Trouble the Dog story about surrounding Newton, Connecticut, at the end of, I think it was decided the end of February, didn't it?
Correct, yes.
All right, exactly. Yeah, that'll be great. I can hardly wait because that is beautiful to think of the surviving children and families receiving that wonderful soothing presence of Trouble the Dog. That's great.
Yep. We were determined, and we had a lot of angels helping us get them into the right hands. But so far, so good. So we're just going to keep on going with that. But
we've got to write that stuff down. We've got to write a book on that one. That's a good one.
I know. I know it. I also wanted to say, Kate, that I loved your book, The Prayer Prescriptions, the most recent one. I just loved it. I read it, 365 days. It was fabulous. So you should be very proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you. We got to get the word out on that book. I think it's a little bit of a hidden treasure.
Yes, it was wonderful. So, and Sheila, I'm so glad to know that you're just doing great. It's just a thrill to hear your voice. It's been a long time there, girlfriend.
Yes, girlfriend.
Yes.
And Trouble's right here on my bed, sitting right there in the corner.
Oh, that is perfect. And, I want to tell you, I shouldn't be telling you. You should be telling me, I guess. I think this is the year for Trouble. So Yeah, I think it's all going to come together, and I think that he will be able to help children just all over the globe this year.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yep.
That's because he has a maverick and an advocate behind him. Okay?
Yeah.
You're like Sancho. He's like Don Quixote, and you're Sancho, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds great. Love you.
Anyway. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't want to keep you, girls. I just wanted to say that Happy New Year, and thank you for all your good work.
Thank you for all of yours. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk later.
Huh?
Bye, Sheila.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
We have area code 818. Welcome. Hello.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. I can put you on hold so you can continue listening. How's that sound?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So,
what happened?
She is listening. And
okay.
Let's see. Let me think of a question for you as we have about 10 minutes left in the program. I want to tell the people who are in the chat room that the call-in number here, if you have any questions for Sheila, is 347-205-9200. Please feel free to call. And while I have a moment with you, Sheila, would you draw a card and tell me about the prayer prescription predictions for the year 2013, like for my books?
Okay. I was just getting the cards out. I said I was going to do that, so that's weird.
Welcome
okay.
to this time. Yeah, go ahead.
I got the first card that I got, the center, heart center, is the Sun of Wands. Now, this
mm-hmm.
card in the Mother Peace deck means that you have gone out, you have done all the vision quests, you have done all the work, you have done everything that you need to do, and now this person in this card, which is you, is coming back to the tribe to share it with the tribe, which means share
mm-hmm.
it with the universe. So the heart center of it is that it's bringing this whole new piece of information back into the universe. And the
mm-hmm.
next card you got is the healing card, which is a person laying on their stomach and another person putting their hand on the lower chakra and the top chakra. And the six totems are in place, and there is a profound, profound healing happening in this
mm-hmm.
card. The next one is the first card that Noble and them drew for the Mother Peace deck. It is the Six of Wands. The other one is the Six of Discs, and this one is the Six of Wands. She is on a fire wheel, and what she has is she's part of the spokes, and she has every single thing that she needs, every vitamin, every tool, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. She has all the tools, and what they did was it was the first card they created. So it was they had all the tools for this deck, this Mother Peace deck, to be a success, which it is,
mm-hmm.
and which it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's
mm-hmm.
saying that a total success from an inspirational point of view will get bigger and bigger. Now, what it's built on in the bottom is the Ten of Cups, which means this card has a double rainbow on it. A double rainbow means rainbows were in the Bible saying this will never happen again in this way. It was a promise from the universe, from God. When you get
mm-hmm.
a double rainbow, which means there's two books out now, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
The double rainbow and all of these people that are gathered around are looking at these rainbows and being helped by it. Now,
yeah.
On the Ascendant, you got the High Priestess of Swords, which is the Owl of White Wisdom, which means you are getting all kinds of, you're going to get more and more and more feedback as
mm-hmm.
it gets into the morphogenic field. It's moving its way through the morphogenic field. There's some old emotional piece that's in the midheaven that needs to move out. You need
mm-hmm.
not to focus on that anymore. It's not useful. It means just let it go because a new dance is moving in, a new
mm-hmm.
being. And there's a new sound in your voice. There is a new kind of energy in your voice. Now, the first major arcana card is the Hierophant, and it's in the house of relationships. And it means no longer in the front of the Mother Peace card. It's bowing down to the hierarchy or to the knowledge. And as what the person is doing is moving through to the back where there's a free flow of energy, a free release of all energy. It means the work is done. The work is done. And you don't need, you need, and you got the High Priestess of Cups, which is Neptune in Pisces, which means you're playing the harp. And this harp that you're playing here is the, because it's written when it's written, it was put out when it's put out, it has all of this Capricorn stuff with it. It means it's part of the new morphogenic field, just like the name Newtown. It's part of this whole new kind of thing that is moving. Oh, so finally you got this one. You got the Wheel of Fortune. You got it up in the money. It means up in the money corner. It means the book will bring in a lot of energy through love of money. It will bring lots because in bringing that in, then you will be able to publish more books. And you got the Capricorn card, which means it means you went out and you gathered. You came in and you served. You even stayed tenacious and went to battle for your book. You stayed on your clock. You did all the time. And it means now this little person is cutting the chains off from that and just going into watching the movie. It's like after, you know, after Spielberg makes a movie like Lincoln, after all that work, after all that time, then you just sit back and go, wow, that's what you need to do with the book.
Cool.
And the last card, you got the High Priestess, which means, Kate, there's no more work that you need to do around. These books are just, it's like a spinning wheel that's taking off, spinning faster and faster down a hill. Okay, gathering momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is say, wow, that's just great. Wow, that's just great. But you've earned it. I mean, it's not like it's just come as a free gift. Every drop of it is earned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, that's good. That worked.
That was great.
And, yes. And the mother, the OSHA card is ordinariness, which I love this card. It means your book is it's extraordinary, but it's ordinary. It means that it's ordinary. And that it can be understood by everyone. It's not like the ancient things where you have to study and work. It's just an extraordinary piece of work in an ordinary, beautiful field.
Well, that's a compliment.
Well, that's what the card said, dear. And it's an adventure.
It's not a lot of glitz and glamour.
No. It's not. Well, no, it's... No, people, you know, that doesn't work. People need an extraordinary thing in their ordinary life so that they can pick it up and go, wow, this is a prescription for the day. This is a script for the day. That's just wonderful. So that's what your book is. And I know it is. I just know it is. You planted a beautiful piece of work. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure as always. Let's see, MarySheilaAudette@gmail.com if you want to contact Sheila. And your phone number again, Sheila?
Area code 717-342-9318.
We're going to have to get you a website.
All right.
We'll
that
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wish well to all the universe.
Yeah,
okay.
We love it. Love to all. And we'll play music for Mother and Child by Klaus D. Jensen from Denmark.
All right, Angel. Good night, Kate.
Love you so much. Bye-bye.
I love you. Good night.
Bye. Good night.